Hong Kong Certificate of Education Examination 2005. English Language Syllabus B, Paper 3. Integrated Listening, Reading and Writing. Instructions to candidates. You should have on your desk a question answer book and a data file. Do not open them until you are told to do so. I repeat. Do not open the question answer book or the data file until you are told to do so. Now write your candidate number, center number, and seat number in the boxes provided on your question answer book. You are reminded that all examination materials will be played once only. The test is divided into two parts, Part A and Part B. You should use a pencil to answer all questions in Part A, the short tasks. For Part B, the extended tasks, you should use a pen. Put your hand up now if you have any difficulties. It is not possible to handle complaints after you have taken the test. Now look at your question answer book. Check that your question answer book has no missing pages. Look for the words end of paper on the last page. Now look at your data file. Check that your data file has no missing pages. Look for the words this is the last page of the data file on the last page. The test is about to begin. Keep your earphones on until you are told to take them off. Part A. Open your question answer book. You should use a pencil for this part of the paper. Part A is about to begin. Look at page 1 of your question answer book. Section 1. In this section, you will hear a question followed by a conversation or a statement. Look at the information provided and the four possible answers. Choose the best answer and write the appropriate letter A, B, C, or D in the box provided. You have 30 seconds to study the questions. Question 1. Which is the best holiday flat to rent?
There are so many holiday flats advertised in this magazine, I don't know where to start. Now, what kind of flat do we want?
Well, we're going to Chung Chow, yeah? Not Sai Kung this time. One thing I can't stand is looking out my window straight into someone else's flat. I want to look out and see green hills and the sea.
Well, there's this place on Chung Chow where you've got views.
But we can't afford that. I don't think we want to pay more than $800 in total for the weekend.
Ah. Well, how big do we want it to be?
It should be pretty big, as there's six of us going. So I think we should have more than one bedroom.
How about this one?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Question 2. Which city is the speaker talking about?
Well, as for the number of tourists visiting our city and the other three cities, this chart shows you the number visiting each city over the last three decades. Focusing on our city, you can see that in 1970, the number was under 1 million. In the years following, it rose slightly, and then in 1990, it reached a peak. Unfortunately, since then it has dropped again, and in the year 2000, we're back to where we started.
Question 3. Which is Lucy's flight?
Will all remaining passengers for flight CX752 to Seoul please go to gate 32 for immediate boarding? This is the last call for passengers on CX752 to Seoul.
Mom, that's us.
It can't be, Lucy. It's not even 2 o'clock yet. Our flight's not boarding for another hour. It's a CX with another flight number, see? And the gate number isn't even up yet. Now stop worrying.
Okay, Mom. I just don't want to miss the flight.
Question 4. Which is the best course for Betty to take?
Hi, Betty. What are you doing?
I'm trying to choose a course to do after work at the YWCA. But there are so many to choose from. I really don't know which one to sign up for. I'm trying to lose a bit of weight at the moment, so it shouldn't be anything to do with food. I think what I really want to do is something artistic. Though, having said that, I don't want to have to buy a lot of expensive equipment.
Question 5. Which is the best choice of restaurant?
So, where can we have the leaving party for Bill? We need to find a restaurant that can take all of our book club members.
Well, I sent around an email asking if anyone has any ideas, and I found out that 5 people are vegetarians. So we need a place that has vegetarian food.
Yes, but it should also have some meat dishes. And it also can't be too expensive. We don't want to cut into the book budget too much. I think we should try and find a place that has food for less than $150 per person.
Yeah, and we should find somewhere we can have dinner early, starting around 6:30, as quite a few members have a long journey home.
That's the end of Section 1. Section 2. In this section, you should read the instructions for each question carefully and look at the information provided. You will hear Sarah, an English teacher, talking to Jane, one of her students, who is helping her with the arrangements for a dinner party. Listen to the conversation and answer questions 1 and 2 as you listen. You have 30 seconds to study the questions.
Thanks for helping me set up for the party, Jane.
No problem. It's good to get the chance to practice my English. What do you need me to do?
Can you put the name cards on the dining table so everyone knows where to sit?
Sure. How do you want me to arrange them?
Well, I don't want all the men sitting together and the women sitting together. So, let's have male...then female, then male, etc. around the table.
Okay. Where are you going to sit?
Put me at the end there.
Okay, so, Sarah at the end.
Right. Then we need a male next to me. Put Peter on my left-hand side.
On your left? Okay. So, who's next?
Put...Louisa, next to Peter. Louisa's a bit quiet, but Peter can always talk to me instead. Maybe what we could do is put Maggie opposite Louisa. Both of them like to talk about work, so they might get on with each other.
All right, so that's Maggie opposite Louisa. Who's next?All we have left now are John, Mike, Steve and Jenny.
Well, Jenny needs to go at the end of the table opposite me if we're going to alternate men and women.
Okay, and the other men?
Put Mike next to Louisa. Mike and Louisa seem to like each other, so they'll appreciate that. Okay, that looks good.Put John opposite Mike, next to Maggie.
Hold on, I've still got a card for Steve. I can put him between you and Maggie. There's a space there.
Oh dear. That's not going to work at all. Steve and Maggie had a really big argument the last time I saw them, so it's probably safer not to put them next to each other. I know.Let's swap Steve with Mike. There. That should be okay now. Right. What next? Oh, yes, I also need food and decorations. Let's write a shopping list, and maybe you can run down to the supermarket for me. Grab a pen and paper. Now, I think I'm all right for meat for the curry. I already have 2 chickens...and most of the vegetables I need. I'm short of 3 onions, though. Write that down.
Okay. 3 onions. What else?
What else? I also need a bag of potatoes.
Right. 1 bag of potatoes.
And it would also be nice to have some fruit for dessert.Let's get 2 watermelons. I really like watermelons.
Okay, 2 watermelons.
Now, we need something to put in the middle of the table as a decoration. How about a bunch of flowers?
That look great. Any particular color?
Well, I love red roses. Write down a dozen red roses.
Okay.Do you need anything else?
Well, I've made a birthday cake for Peter. But I need to get 30 candles.
Ah, Is his 30th birthday?
Yeah, that's the reason for the party. Actually, come to think of it, it'll be a pain putting 30 candles on a cake. Let's just get one big candle.
Okay, a big candle.
Oh, and coffee. Everyone will want coffee.
Any particular kind?
Yeah, fresh, not instant coffee. About 500 grams?
500 grams fresh coffee.
Yeah.
What about party things? You know, balloons, paper napkins?
Oh, yes. I need both of those. No, hang on. Paper napkins, I don't, because I've got linen ones here. But balloons? Yes, that's a nice idea. Get some balloons.
All right. I'd better get going now.
Thanks for your help, Jane. I don't know what I'd do without you.
That's the end of section two. Now you have 45 seconds to make any changes to your answers. Section 3. You work in an ice cream parlor. Your job is to take orders from customers. Listen to the conversations and complete the two order forms. You have 20 seconds to study the order forms. Conversation 1.
Good afternoon. What can I get for you?
Good afternoon. I'd like a sundae, please.
Sure. And what flavours would you like?
How many can I have?
You can have up to 4 scoops of any flavours.
Okay. I think I'll have 1 scoop of strawberry and, 1 of banana and 1 of chocolate. No, make that chocolate chip. That should do.
Okay, that'll be 3 scoops then. Now, usually people have nuts and whipped cream, but you can have other things if you want. You can see all the toppings we have up on the board.
Ah, nuts and whipped cream sound good. I'll have them. But I'd also like some cherries. Yes, I think I'll go for cherries.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're out of cherries. Would you like something else instead?
Okay. I'll have some marshmallows instead. But just a few. Say 5 or 6. I don't want my sundae overloaded with them.
Okay, I'll make a note of that. Just a few marshmallows. Would you like a drink with your sundae?
Yes, please. Could I have a cup of coffee? Oh, and can you bring it after the ice cream? I don't like having them both at the same time.
Okay, I'll note that down as well. Coffee after ice cream. Thanks. I'll be right back.
Conversation 2.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the ice cream castle. What can I do for you?
Oh, yes, I'd like an ice cream, please.
Well, you've come to the right place. Our sundaes are very popular. Would you like one of those?
Oh, I don't think I could finish a whole sundae. I'll just have 2 scoops in a cup, please.
I beg your pardon?
2 scoops in a cup.
Okay. And what flavours would you like?
Oh, definitely mint. What would go well with that? Is vanilla a good choice?
Yes, excellent choice. Any toppings, madam?
Oh, yes, I'd like some chocolate sauce. But is it hot or cold?
It's hot.
Oh, but that melts the ice cream. Can you put the sauce on when it's cool?
Sure. Put sauce on when cool. Okay, got that.
Oh, can I have some nuts too?
Okay. And would you like a drink with that?
A cup of tea, please. Oh, and can I have it with the no sugar and not too much milk?
Okay. No sugar. Not too much milk. I'll be right back with your order.
Thanks.
That's the end of section 3. You now have 30 seconds to make any changes to your answers. Section 4. Mary Wong is booking a boat trip for herself and her friends. You are the booking agent. Listen to the telephone conversation and complete the form according to the details Mary gives. One example has been done for you. You have 30 seconds to study the booking form.
Good morning. Sunny Sailings, how can I help you?
Oh, good morning. I'd like to book a boat. Can I do that over the phone?
Certainly. I just need to get some details from you, such as where you want to go and what kind of boat you require.
Okay, great. What do you need to know exactly?
Well, firstly, what day would you like to go?
Well, it's my friend's birthday on the 26th of May, so that's when we'd be thinking of going.
Ah, I'm afraid we don't have any boats available on the 26th. How about the following day?
Yeah, that should be okay.
Right, well, the boat hire is for 10 hours. When would you like to start?
As early as possible.
How does 9 a.m. sound?
Fine. That means we'll get back to the harbour about 7 then?
That's right. Now, what about the kind of boat that you'd need? How many people will be going?
I'm not sure. Probably around 20. But maybe a few more?
Well then, it would probably be best to get a large boat, such as for 40 people.
Oh, I don't think we'll have that many people. Do you have some kind of in-between size?
Yes, we do. In fact, we have two boats of that size. One's called the Red Dragon. It's got a nice sun deck, but it's slightly more expensive. The other's called the Happy Skipper, which doesn't have a sun deck. You can have either.
I rather like the idea of a sun deck, so I think I'll go for the Red Dragon.
Okay, I'll put you down for the Red Dragon. Now, can I have your name and contact details, please?
I am Mary. Mary Wong.
Is that Mrs. or Ms?
Is Miss.
Okay, Ms. Wong. And your daytime phone number?
2845 7788.
Okay, 2845 7788. Can I have your email address as well, please?
Sure. It's mary-wong@hk.net.
Thank you. Now, with the boat, we also offer other things. We can provide snacks and drinks. Would you like to order any?
Yes, some ham sandwiches for morning tea would be good. Can you do that? And how about chicken wings? Can you do some chicken wings for us too?
Yes, of course. So, let me note this down under special requests. Ham sandwiches and chicken wings. Got that? What about something sweet?
Do you have apple pie?
Apple pie? Yes, sure. I'll put that down too. Now, what about soft drinks and water?
No, I'm going to ask my friends to bring water and soft drinks. Is that allowed? We might like to bring extra food ourselves as well. Is that okay?
Sure. Would you like us to provide an ice box for your food and drinks? That's free of charge.
Yes, please. It's a good idea to have an ice box. Thanks.
We also provide things like plates, cups, forks and spoons. Would you like any of these?
Yes, we can certainly do with some plates and cups. But that's all. We don't need cutlery.
Is there anything else you'd like us to provide?
Do you have a CD player? I'd love to be able to bring my own music to play.
Yes, we can provide that. Now, we also offer other equipment or facilities you may be interested in.
Such as?
Well, you know, kayaks, water skis, a speedboat, those kinds of things. Are you interested in any of them?
Sorry, you said kai?
Yes, kayaks. They're like canoes.
Sounds interesting. How much are they?
$150 each for the day.
What about the speedboat? How much would that be?
That'd be $1,000.
Ouch, that's a bit pricey. I'm afraid we can't spend too much. So I think we'll go for the how do you say that again?
Kayaks. K-A-Y-A-K-S. They're great fun.
Okay, put me down for two of those then.
Two kayaks. Now, what about destination? Where do you want to go?
We'd like to go to Sai Kung.
Okay. Now, I also need to write down what your itinerary is. Your travel plans, I mean. Let's start with where you and your friends want to be picked up. You can choose between Central, Kowloon and Aberdeen.
Well, we'd like to be picked up from Central, please.
Okay, Central. And then?
After that, we'd like to have a tour of the harbour. How long will that take?
A tour of the harbour usually takes about 30 minutes to an hour.
That's fine. Then after the tour, we'd like to stop somewhere and do some swimming before we go to a seafood restaurant in Sai Kung.
Yes. I think it's a good idea to have a stop for swimming before you eat. So, stop for a swim, then stop at seafood restaurant. Right. But don't forget, it'll take a couple of hours to get to Sai Kung.
That's okay. We don't mind having a late lunch.
That's the end of section 4. You now have 2 minutes to make any changes to your answers. That's the end of Part A. Part B. Situation. You are Hilary Fan, the chairperson of the English Club at Northfield Secondary School. You are currently organising an English Reading Week. A recent survey has shown that students do not like reading in English for pleasure. Because of this, you would like to promote reading in English at your school. You have 3 tasks to do to prepare for the English Reading Week. Complete a poster advertising a tour of the library. Complete an email to an author about a talk he is going to give. Write an article for the school newspaper promoting reading and the English Reading Week. You are now having a meeting with Mrs. Martinez, one of the school's English teachers, to finalise the details of the English Reading Week. Before you listen, you will have 5 minutes to study the question-answer book and the data file to familiarise yourself with the situation and the tasks. You should also look at the note sheet on page 6 of the data file, where you will take notes as you listen to the conversation.
Thank you.
Now turn to page 6 of the data file and take notes on the note sheet as you listen to the conversation between Hilary and Mrs. Martinez.
Thanks for helping me with the organization of the English Reading Week, Mrs. Martinez.
That's okay, Hilary. I'm happy to help.
Well, I've printed off the first draft of the English Reading Week schedule for you. Here it is. As you can see, it runs over 1 week.
What are the dates?
It'll run from the 12th to the 17th of September, Monday to Saturday.
Okay. I see from the schedule you're going to have a tour of the library. That's an interesting idea, but we'd need to tell people about it. Why don't you design a poster to advertise this tour?
That's a good suggestion. I'll do that.
Now, I see there are no times on the schedule. What time do you want this tour of the library to start?
Well, I think most students finish classes by 3:30. Do you think 4 o'clock is a good time?
Well, 4 o'clock sounds fine to me. 4:30 is probably too late. Will you get the students to meet in the library?
Well, I was talking about this with Miss Ho, the librarian, and she said that she'd be happy to help, but she'd like the least amount of noise possible. So she suggested meeting in one of the classrooms first, and then going down to the library.
Classroom 102's near the library. That would be a good place to meet. Would you like me to book it for you?
That would be great. Thanks.
Okay. I'll book classroom 102 then. Now, what are you going to do on the tour? You must give this information on the poster to attract people to come.
Well, we're going to do 4 things. The first thing is the librarian will give a talk.
The librarian will give a talk. That's a good idea. Students need to know more about the library. And after that?
Well, the second thing we're going to do is to have an information treasure hunt.
Oh, that sounds interesting. What exactly is an information treasure hunt?
Well, it's a game where students have to find information using the resources in the library as quickly as possible. The winner gets a prize.
Ooh, so the treasure is information, not gold.
Yeah, that's right.
Sounds like a lot of fun. What else have you got?
Well, the third thing we've got planned is an information technology workshop. An IT workshop, you know?
An IT workshop? That's a great idea. I must say that I don't know what IT facilities we have, so a workshop will be really useful. I might come along to that, actually. And what about the last activity?
Lastly, we're going to introduce 4 new books. They arrived at the library last week. They're all written in English, and they all look really interesting. In fact, I could advertise them in the poster. Do you think that's a good idea?
Yeah, that would be good.
What about the number of activities? Do you think that having 4 activities is a bit too much?
No, I think that should be okay.
Good. Now, do you have any ideas for the title of the poster?
The title of the poster. How about just a simple title, like Discover the Library?
Discover the Library. Yes, I like it. Is there anything that we've forgotten?
Oh, yes. Why don't you put your name down as the contact person? I think you should also put down your email address.
in case people have questions they want to ask.
Okay, I'll do that. Is there anything else?
I think we should ask students to register for the library tour beforehand, so we don't get too many of them all turning up. It'll be difficult for Miss Ho if too many students show up, you know.
I agree. Let's set a deadline then for students to sign up first. What date shall we say?
Well, let's see. I think a few days before the tour should be good enough. How about early September, say the 5th?
Okay, I'll put it in the poster that students have to sign up on or before the 5th of September then.
Okay. Now what next? In the schedule, I can see something about an author coming to give a talk. Who will that be?
I haven't decided yet. Miss Ho actually knows a lot of authors in Hong Kong, but I don't know who to ask. Do you have any ideas?
Well, in a recent survey on reading habits, we found that most students like reading crime novels rather than romance, humor, or adventure. I have the survey results somewhere here. Just let me look for it. Ah, here it is. Yes, 50% of the students like reading crime. You should definitely invite someone who writes crime novels.
I agree. I think that one of the four new books in the library is a crime novel, and Miss Ho knows the author. I'm sure she can ask him to come and talk to us. Hopefully, a lot of students will come to listen to him. We'll need to book the school hall for so many people. Will you do that for me, Mrs. Martinez?
The hall? Sure. What time for?
I think 5 o'clock would be a good time. Although it's a bit late, it'll mean that everyone should be able to come. What do you think we should ask the writer to talk about when he's here?
If it's at 5 o'clock, he won't have much time to talk. How about asking him to just talk about three things? First of all, you could ask him to talk about how he became a writer.
Ah, yes. That would be really interesting to find out how he became a writer. A good idea for the second thing would be to get him to talk about how he writes a novel. It must be so difficult to do. I'd love to learn how to write a novel.
Yes, it would be interesting to find out how he writes a novel. It must be such a long process. And you could also ask him to give some advice for young writers.
Yeah, I'm a young writer. I'd love to get some advice from him. Okay, is that all we need to do? I am still worried that no one will come.
Well, you have to encourage them. I see on the schedule you're going to have a reading prize. What's that about?
Well, I know people like a good competition. The prize will be for the student who reads the most books before Christmas.
Sounds good. But how will you know which student reads the most books before Christmas?
We'll keep records in the library.
All right. What's the prize going to be?
I've talked to the principal about this, and she's offered to give the winner a $500 gift certificate.
A $500 gift certificate? That's great. Okay. I think we've finished everything we need to discuss.
Yep, I think so.
Sounds like it's going to be a really interesting week.
That's the end of the listening component of this test. You'll have 1 hour to complete the written tasks. An announcement will be made when the time is up. Take off your earphones now and turn off your radio.